NEMA Publication Number 9, Volume 1. Publication Number 9, The American Practical Navigator, An Epitome of Navigation, Volume 1, 2017 Edition. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Part 1, Fundamentals. Chapter 1, Introduction to Marine Navigation. 1. Which type of navigation uses the topography of the sea floor to acquire positioning data? Bathymetric. Bathymetric navigation uses the topography of the seafloor to acquire positioning data. A vessel's position is determined with respect to known locations of geographic features of the ocean bottom. 2. Celestial navigation involves reducing celestial measurements taken with which type of device? Sextant. Celestial navigation involves reducing celestial measurements taken with a sextant to lines of position using calculators or computer programs, or by hand with almanacs and tables, or using spherical trigonometry. 3. Which type of navigation determines a predicted position by advancing a known position for courses and distances? Dead reckoning, Delta Romeo. Dead reckoning determines a predicted position by advancing a known position for courses and distances. A position so determined is called a dead reckoning position. It is generally accepted that only course and speed determine the DR position. Correcting the DR position for leeway, current effects, and steering error result in an estimated position, Echo Papa. 4. How many factors are used to determine the dead reckoning position? 2. It is generally accepted that only course and speed determine the dead reckoning position. Correcting the dead reckoning position for leeway, current effects, and steering error result in an estimated position, Echo Papa. 5. Which type of navigation is accomplished by integrating the output of a set of sensors to compute position, velocity, and attitude? Inertial. Inertial navigation is accomplished by integrating the output of a set of sensors to compute position, velocity, and attitude. These sensors include gyros and accelerometers. Gyros measure angular rate with respect to inertial space, and accelerometers measure linear acceleration with respect to an inertial frame. 6. Which type of navigation involves navigating in restricted waters with frequent or constant determination of position relative to nearby geographic and hydrographic features? Piloting. Piloting involves navigating in restricted waters with frequent or constant determination of position relative to nearby geographic and hydrographic features. 7. How many distinct phases define the navigation process? 4. Four distinct phases define the navigation process. The mariner should choose the system mix that best meets the accuracy requirements of each phase. 1. Inland waterway phase, piloting in narrow canals, channels, rivers, and estuaries. 2. Harbor or harbor approach phase, navigating to a harbor entrance through bays and sounds and negotiating harbor approach channels. 3. Coastal phase, navigating within 50 miles of the coast or inshore of the 200-meter depth contour. 4. Ocean phase, navigating outside the coastal area in the open sea. The navigator's position accuracy requirements, fixed intervals, and systems requirements differ in each phase. The following table can be used as a general guide for selecting the proper systems. 8. The coastal phase of the navigation process involves navigating within how many miles of the coast or inshore of the 200-meter depth contour? 50. The coastal phase is defined as navigating within 50 miles of the coast or inshore of the 200-meter depth contour. 9. Which year was the meridian of Greenwich officially established as the prime meridian? 1884. In 1884, the meridian of Greenwich was officially established as the prime meridian. Today, all maritime nations have designated the Greenwich meridian the prime meridian, except in a few cases where local references are used for certain harbor charts. 10. What are graphic representations of areas of the Earth in digital or hard copy form for use in marine or air navigation? Charts. Charts are graphic representations of areas of the Earth in digital or hard copy form for use in marine or air navigation. Nautical charts, whether in digital or paper form, depict features of particular interest to the marine navigator. Charts probably existed as early as 600 BC. Stereographic and orthographic projections date from the 2nd century BC. In 1569, Gerardus Mercator published a chart using the mathematical principle which now bears his name. Some 30 years later, Edward Wright published corrected mathematical tables for this projection, enabling other cartographers to produce charts on the Mercator projection. This projection is still the most widely used. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at navybmr.com.